Now he says, to him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. Now he's making it very clear here what he's doing. He says, the porter has opened the door. Who's the porter? The Holy Spirit, if you please. The Spirit of God came upon him, and everything he did by the power of the Spirit of God. To him the porter openeth. Now, he says, the sheep hear his voice. What he says is, I have come into the sheepfold of Israel, and I have called my sheep, and they have heard me. They responded. Now, in the last chapter, it was, you see, these religious leaders, they're blind. They said, are we blind also? He said, you sure are. You're more blind than this man, because he's had his eyes open, both physically and spiritually. But now, not only that, they don't even hear his voice. They not only can't see, they can't hear. The sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name and leadeth them out. And I love that. You see, when he came, he called Simon Peter, and he said to him, your name is Cephas. I'm going to change that to a stone. I'm going to call you Peter, which means you're a stone man. That's the kind of man you're going to be. And he said to these men, follow me. I'll make you fishers of men. And they followed him. And we're told many believed on him. He called his sheep, and his sheep responded. And he calls them by name. Now, let me just intrude with this thought. I believe that when the Lord Jesus calls his own out of the world at the time of the rapture, the dead in Christ will be raised. And also, the living will be caught up to meet him. I believe that that shout will have in it every man's name. I think I'll hear him say personally, Vernon. Vernon McGee. That'll be wonderful. He knows my name, you see. And he'll call me at that time. And he'll call you, and you'll hear your name. Remember it says in Revelation that his voice was like the sound of running water. Now, have you ever listened to running water? I don't mean in the bathroom. I mean out in the country at a waterfalls. I remember the first time that I went to Yosemite, and I hope you won't think that there's something wrong with me when I tell you this, because I don't think that there is. But I went up to Yosemite Falls to take pictures, and I was intent on getting pictures, and I got them and started walking back, and I kept thinking I heard somebody call me by name. And I looked around. I stopped two or three times. It sounded like. And you know, all of a sudden it came to me, his voice is like the sound of running water. And I heard my name. I wonder if you've ever had that experience. If not, you test it out. Because if no one else has had this experience, I better do a little investigating, because it's a very peculiar thing. But I believe that we'll hear his voice. I think that's what he's saying here. Now, he not only calls his own sheep by name, he leads them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. Now, again, this is something very important for us to see, and that is the sheepfold of that day. I spent some time looking over a sheepfold near Bethlehem. And that sheepfold is still being used today. Now, a sheepfold was where shepherds came and put their sheep in by night. Then the porter had charge of it. And then shepherds would go somewhere. If there was an inn there, they'd go and spend the night there. Then they'd come out the next day, and their sheep's all mixed up with somebody else's sheep. And there's no brand in that day, no marking on the sheep. So how did they get their own sheep? They called them by name. And what would happen? A shepherd would come out of a morning. He'd come down to the fold, identify himself to the porter that was there. But the sheep didn't have to have him identified. They knew him. That is his sheep. And so he'd start out over the hill or down the branch that was there. And what would happen? His own sheep would come out of the fold and follow him. They knew him. And they didn't drive sheep in that day. They led their sheep. He says, my sheep, they follow him, and they know his voice, that is, of the shepherd.